Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Rose Hill couple arrested for the killing of their adopted daughter. We have the story.
Trump tariffs on Mexico and Canada put on hold. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Rose Hill Police Chief Taylor Parlier says a crime has been solved after several years investigation.
As those puzzle pieces came together, a mosaic, as I like to refer to it, started to come into a clearer image. And as that image became apparent, the information just, it told the story itself.
The adoptive parents of a Rose Hill girl have been arrested in connection with her death. The remains of Kennedy Jean Schroer were found in the backyard of the family's home in September, but authorities believe she died in November of 2020 at the age of six. Monday, Police Chief Parlier announced the arrests of 50-year-old Christina and 53-year-old Joseph Schroer. Each faces multiple charges. Charges against Christina Schroer include first-degree murder.
The Trump administration's threat of tariffs on Mexico and Canada has been delayed, pending changes each country made to serve the White House's demands. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
The case of Mexico, which faced a shocking 25% tariff threat, the country's president promised to help fight the border crisis, with Mexico agreeing to deploy 10,000 troops to the border, also agreeing to do more to combat drug trafficking, and to begin talks on a wider array of trade and security issues. Meanwhile, to the north, Canada followed suit, agreeing to implement a $1.3 billion border plan, to appoint a fentanyl czar, also to create a joint strike task force, agreeing to a $200 billion intelligence directive, and to list cartels as terrorist organizations.
Tariffs have been pushed back for a month. Otherwise, they would have gone into effect today.
Important visitors at the southern border, Fox's Bill Malusian reports.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth visited the southern border in El Paso, Texas. That's where he was joined by border czar Tom Homan.
We believe, and he believes, that border security is national security. Guys and gals of my generation have spent decades in foreign countries guarding other people's borders. It's about time we secure our own border.
And Fox News has learned the Trump administration is moving to strip temporary protected status away from more than 300,000 Venezuelan nationals living in the U.S. This, as Trump says, Venezuela has finally agreed to accept U.S. deportation flights.
The U.S. military is conducting reconnaissance flights over Mexico.
Recovery efforts continue after the collision between an American Airlines flight that took off from Wichita and an Army helicopter that presumably killed all 67 people involved, deadliest airline crash in the U.S. in years. Fox's Alexandria Hoff is at Reagan National Airport.
Additional remains were located, although the number of positive identifications stands at 55 out of 67. According to the Army Corps of Engineers, the priority, the focus, is a dignified recovery effort, and then salvaging wreckage comes second. There were several work stoppages so far. The first of two engines, the fuselage and wing, have been pulled from the water by crane. Most of it is going to be secured before being moved from the barge to a hangar for further investigation. Some families of the victims of Wednesday's deadly collision visited the site for a private memorial. The families have been getting regular briefings as the investigation unfolds.
And the NTSB is looking into whether the crash was caused by mechanical or human error. It's been reported that the air traffic controllers were short-staffed on the night of the crash.
Mayor Lily Wu urging Wichitans to support each other after that crash on a flight that originated here in Wichita. Wu says many Wichitans knew someone killed in the crash.
Reminded of the fragility of life, and then reminded that we're all interconnected in some way. So continue to support one another and really come together. I think that this is a great reminder that there are families that truly are in a lot of pain right now.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen's Head of the Morning Show on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We're 5 days out from the Super Bowl Media Day. Yesterday, we'll hear some of that action coming up in sports.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy addresses the shortage of air traffic controllers. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. President Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu are set to meet today as the Israeli Prime Minister faces competing pressure from his right-wing coalition to end a temporary truce against Hamas militants in Gaza and from war-weary Israelis who want the remaining hostages home and the 15-month conflict to end. Trump is guarded about the long-term prospects for the truce, even as he takes credit for pressuring Hamas and Israel into the passage, the hostage and ceasefire agreement that went into effect the day before he returned to office last month.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy addressing the shortage of air traffic controllers following the deadly mid-air collision in D.C. with that plane that took off from Wichita. Duffy says while it takes time to train new personnel, overcoming the shortage is achievable.
We have a plan in place. We're going to surge air traffic controllers. We have some ideas on how we can do that quickly, faster than in the past, and get, you know, smart, the smartest men and women in the country in those towers. That's been the one thing that Donald Trump has said. I want the best, and I want the brightest, and I want them in those towers keeping Americans safe.
Duffy says Congress will need to provide some of the funding. He believes Democrats and Republicans can work together on the issue.
A crucial piece of evidence is recovered from the wreckage in the medical transport plane crash wreckage in Philadelphia. Fox's C.B. Cotton is in Philadelphia with more.
Well, the cockpit voice recorder from the medevac jet crash in northeast Philadelphia is now being examined in Washington, D.C., and newly minted Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy promised this community answers would be coming.
The FAA and the NTSB, they're going to look at weather. Was there medical concerns? Was there technical or mechanical issues?
The medevac jet was carrying a pediatric patient and her mother back to Mexico after the little girl received life-saving care at Shriners Children's Hospital. The aircraft plummeted to the ground shortly after takeoff on Friday, killing the six people on board and one person in their car. And today, we learned the number of people injured has risen to 24, two of whom are in critical condition.
The crash set homes and cars on fire and sent debris into a restaurant about a mile away. And now look at the forecast. Let's talk a look at traffic first with Chad Chambers. It's 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And as far as traffic conditions go out there right now, we've got some fog in the area, not causing visibility issues, but it's below freezing. We're starting to get freezing fog out there. In fact, some of the traffic cameras have started to ice over a little bit, so you easily could find some slick spots out there. We've got a couple of accidents now, and they just started to sort of pop up. So 13th and Hillside, avoid the area. We've got an accident. We've got an accident that's going to slow things down big time on Kellogg. It's eastbound at the Central Business District. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronell Williams.
More clouds have moved in. Colder air, too, only getting up to a high of 40 degrees today, and got to bundle up for a bitter breeze early this morning. 10% chance of drizzle. That's mainly going to be late in the day. Could switch over to a little bit of freezing drizzle late tonight. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronna Williams.
And right now we have fog, mist, and north wind at 13 miles per hour. 27 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen's Head of the Morning, 8:11 on this Tuesday morning, just a few days away from Super Bowl coming up Sunday in New Orleans. And Super Bowl week is a lot going on this week before we get to the game itself. Fox News Radio's Joe Morgan is with us this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Steve. How you doing? Good morning.
Good, good. Media Day. What happened? That was yesterday. Tell us about it. What was some of the highlights, you think?
Yeah, well, media day is obviously when everybody gets together and gets to talk to the players for the first time, and it's certainly a spectacle down in New Orleans. You know, it's always interesting when you get to listen to guys that haven't been there before. And, you know, with Saquon Barkley, the Eagles running back, and what he's been able to do this year for Philadelphia coming off of his career, 6 years with the Giants, I think it was just great to see him, you know, in that setting. And he talked a little bit about the decision he made in the offseason about heading to Philadelphia and how one of his only he made like a pros and cons list, and one of the only negatives was that he used to play for the Giants, you know, a division rival. So that kind of stuff is always interesting, and it's great to obviously hear from Patrick Mahomes. I mean, just the fact that that guy has been there year after year after year still amazes me, really. I can't believe they're in the position that they're in. I have no problem saying this. Before the year, I didn't think it was possible for them to play for a third consecutive Lombardi Trophy just because of how difficult it is to get there with all the games that you have to play, the wear and tear on your body. And that organization is so amazing. And I will say this, I am done picking against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs at this point. I think it's a losing game.
Probably is. Yeah. So did you get the chance to interview Taylor Swift?
You know, not this time. I'm hoping in the coming years there. But Travis Kelce is down there. And, you know, I'm also going to be curious to see how he plays because – He's getting a little bit older in his career, but he certainly has turned it on, and that playoff Travis Kelce thing is real. And I'm curious to see how he ends up playing on Sunday against the Eagles, which is a fantastic defense. But I couldn't be more excited for this matchup, this rematch from 3 years ago, obviously to see if the Eagles are able to bounce back. This Jalen Hurts is going to be there again. They don't want to lose two times in 3 years. Will Kansas City be able to come back on top, or is this Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts' time? And most importantly, in my opinion, is it Saquon Barkley's time? Because if we can actually end up seeing a running back really carry a team to a Super Bowl, I think that would be something we haven't seen in a little while.
Let's talk a little bit about the actual setup. You got Mahomes for a media availability. How many reporters, how many cameras, what does it look like in there, in that room?
So I'm not actually down there myself, but the Will Cain Show will be, by the way, this Friday, live from Bourbon Street in New Orleans for Super Bowl 59. So you can stream that live starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Friday on the Fox News YouTube channel and at willcainshow.com. But it's a sea of people. That's what's so interesting about Media Day is for the Super Bowl, you always end up getting these – the hard-hitting questions, if you will. There were a lot of – Jalen Hurts got asked about his favorite cereal.
Sure.
I believe it was Apple Jacks, and I want to say Lucky Charms. Don't quote me on that. But those are the kind of questions you get. And then, obviously, as the week goes on, we start getting a little bit more into some X's and O's and some serious football talk. But, look, the Super Bowl is obviously – it's more than just the game. This is the week leading up to it. All the festivities that come along with it, it's a great time for everybody. Even those who don't watch football, probably like myself, religiously every week and eat and drink it every week to enjoy the game.
All right. Hey, Joe, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Joe Morgan from the Super Bowl. Of course, you can hear the game Sunday right here on KNSS. That's right. We are the radio home of the Kansas City Chiefs. All right. Today is the February 4th. 2025. We had a partly cloudy, breezy day across South Central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 63 degrees. Normal high is 46. And 63 yesterday, you just flipped the numbers. 36 for a high today.
Oh, great.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. So, yeah, a little bit different out there. And Jad says some of that drizzle you're seeing out there could be freezing. And so watch your driving here for a few minutes.
Steve, take a look at that camera. That's one of the shots from the traffic cameras. You can't
a little
see
murky.
Anything.
Yeah.
It's iced over.
Can't see it at all. Is that ice? Yeah.
Yeah, that's iced.
All right. You know, Steve, we're talking about sports becoming more than just a game. For some, it's a passion. For many others, it is a way of life. Billions of dollars circulating through the sports industry. And you are invited to listen to our next Odyssey Conversation, Big Games, Big Money, a one-hour look where we go behind the scenes, meet with the people who impact and are impacted by the financial power of the sports industry. Odyssey Conversation, Big Games, Big Money. That's this Sunday at 12 noon on KNSS. 8:16, Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports right now with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we were just talking about the Super Bowl 5 days away. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles in the Superdome in New Orleans. Yesterday, we were just talking about the craziness of Media Day.
Players from both the Chiefs and Eagles spent Monday night at the Superdome answering questions ahead of their matchup in Super Bowl 59. For Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, he'll be playing in his fifth Super Bowl, but he isn't taking the opportunity for granted.
Every time I'm here at media night or on this football field in the Super Bowl, I'm going to appreciate those moments because you never know what will be your last one.
That was courtesy of the NFL. Along with the football talk, the Super Bowl always brings out some hard-hitting questions. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce discussed his favorite dish made by girlfriend Taylor Swift.
Man, I'm a breakfast guy, man. Her Pop-Tarts are unbelievable, man. Homemade Pop-Tarts. Unbelievable.
The Super Bowl gets underway Sunday, February 9th, with kickoff scheduled for 6:30 Eastern, a game that can be seen on Fox. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Homemade Pop-Tarts? Is that a euphemism?
I don't know.
Is that really what he's talking about? I don't know. We'll just move on. Yeah, Super Bowl, 5 days away. Chiefs and the Eagles. You can hear it live right here on your Wichita radio home for the Chiefs on Sunday, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, by the Chiefs pregame show. And the national coverage of the game itself, and then we'll rejoin the Chiefs Network for the postgame show Sunday right here on KNSS. College men's basketball. It's a shocker basketball day. Shocks on the road visiting Charlotte. Shocks have lost 5 straight road games, trying to get back in the win column away from home. Shocks are a 2.5-point favorite, according to Vegas, going into this game tonight at Charlotte. Here's Wichita State head coach Paul Mills.
The message that I just keep given to the team is you got to keep the faith. Like, we're in there. You don't know when this stuff is going to break through. Unfortunately, I've been on this side of it before, and then I've watched teams go down the stretch and really put themselves in a position to win. But, you know, you're proud of the fight, but there is a player, too, that's got to find its way in order to be made.
The Shockers beat Charlotte for their only conference win by 9 points a couple of weeks ago at Coke Arena. Tonight, the rematch in North Carolina. Shockers at Charlotte. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock this evening in Charlotte. Listen live to the Shocks on 103.7 KEYN. K-State men are on the road tonight. Late night with the Wildcats at Arizona State. First visit to Tempe by the Wildcats in 44 years. K-State is riding a 3-game winning streak, playing their best basketball of the season right now. Arizona State has lost its last 4 home games. And yet, somebody knows something. Kansas State is a 1.5-point underdog going into this game tonight. Listen live to the K-State men's basketball road game late tonight. Live coverage begins at 8 o'clock this evening. Game will tip off at 9 o'clock in Tempe. Listen live on your home for the Wildcats, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Last night in Lawrence, ESPN Big Monday matchup. 16th-ranked Kansas hosting 8th-ranked Iowa State. And the Jayhawks, very impressive, win it 69-52. Zeke Mayo with 17 points for the Jayhawks, who are now 16-6 on the season. You can book it on this one. KU head coach Bill Self, Allen Fieldhouse, ESPN Big Monday. Put those three together. Bill Self is 38-0. Now as the head coach on home games on ESPN Big Monday.
Yeah.
Iowa State only scored 52 points. Lowest point total the KU defense has allowed against a top 10 team in 43 years. So, KU lost by 17 points in Ames, and then they won by 17 points in Lawrence.
How about that?
Each team with a big win on its home court this season.
Flip it.
And, of course, when you lose, you start claiming, ooh, three-pointers. Iowa State missed 18 three-pointers. Only 3 of 21 from long range. That's why they only got 52 points. So a big win for the Jayhawks there. And in the NBA last night, the Golden State Warriors win at home, beat the Orlando Magic 104-99. Starting lineup for the Warriors, Andrew Wiggins, former Kansas Jayhawk, had 25 points. Also in the starting lineup for the Warriors, Buddy Hield out of Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air. He scored 4 points. Warriors have won 3 of their last 4. The Golden State Warriors have a winning record. Yet, if the season ended today, they would not be in the playoffs in a very tough Western Conference.
Wow.
How about that? Still got to win some games. There's still 32 games left. I got time, but boy, it's tough. That is sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
8:21, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Jad, what do you got? Jad Chambers of traffic this morning.
Well, Ted, I found a quote from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
He said, quote, kind of behind the scenes, she, and he means Taylor Swift by this, likes to cook, so she made the offensive lineman homemade Pop-Tarts.
There you go.
Apparently she has cooked them for the entire offensive line, so... Oh, and Kellogg's has asked her to release her recipe. She has not commented further on the Pop-Tarts.
Well, she could use the money.
That's right. I hope she does well. Struggling youngster.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean discusses USAID. That's on the way. Steve, it's Head of the Morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Tuesday morning, 27 degrees. Fire heavily damaged or destroyed a house in southeast Wichita early today. Just before 1 a.m., firefighters called to the 3600 block of East Sunnybrook, where they found a structure fully involved, smoke and flame. A few minutes later, firefighters were ordered into a defensive mode. No injuries reported. Investigators were called to the scene. Mayor Lily Wu urges Wichitans to support each other after the crash of a Wichita flight in Washington, D.C. last week, killing all 67 people aboard the American Airlines plane and an Army helicopter. Wu says many Wichitans knew somebody on the crash.
The city of Wichita has partnered with the Wichita Community Foundation and other organizations, and I'm so grateful to the foundation for propping up a website right away. That website is ict-together.org, and within 24 hours, that fund reached six figures.
Who commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. Protests broke out in Los Angeles as the Trump administration continues its mass deportation agenda. Fox's Bill Malusian has details.
Anti-ICE protesters stopping traffic, taking over overpasses and roadways while waving the flags of foreign countries. Thousands of protesters took over the 101 freeway right through the heart of downtown L.A., blocking traffic for hours without any interference from law enforcement. They were eventually chased off by LAPD and California Highway Patrol hours later on in the night. But other protesters set the American flag on fire as these tensions about ICE arrests and mass deportations continue to rise all around the country, with the Trump administration saying they are targeting the worst criminal aliens first.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Border Czar Tom Homan traveled to the southern border, saying border security should be tied with national security. The White House is expanding the military's role in immigration enforcement.
Texas National Guard soldiers will be able to arrest and detain people who enter the U.S. illegally under an agreement with the Trump administration. Under the pact signed with U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Guard members working under CBP supervision can take enforcement action that could result in deportations. The new authority is a shift for the Guard and the military broadly, which has been limited to a supporting role for the Border Patrol. An 1878 federal law prohibits the military from civilian law enforcement duties, but advisors to President Trump argue there are legal grounds to use the military to combat illegal immigration and narcotics. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Wisconsin's governor rejects a Republican draft bill requiring local law enforcement to help ICE agents.
Governor Tony Evers joins a growing list of Democratic officials refusing to help federal immigration officers on deportations. Wisconsin Republicans are putting together a bill that would require county sheriffs to check the citizenship of inmates and report to Homeland Security those who are not U.S. citizens. But Evers is already calling the bill a non-starter, pledging to veto it if it's passed. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Steve and Ted of the Morning, KNSS, 7:50 on this Tuesday. Three big things.
Three.
Rose Hill couple arrested in the death of their adopted daughter 5 years ago.
Two.
Top U.S. officials and added military presence on U.S. southern border.
One.
Trump puts tariffs on Canada and Mexico on a 30-day hold. 10% tariff on China imports still in place. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Just continue to watch out for the occasional slick spot on the roadway. We've got fog in the area. Not really heavy enough to cause too many visibility issues, but things could be a little slippery here and there. Traffic volumes are thinning on the highways right now. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Cloudy and cooler today with a high of 36 degrees. This comes after yesterday's high of 63. Slight chance for drizzle tonight. Overnight low 33. Wednesday, partly sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high back up to 52 degrees. Right now we have fog and mist and possibly some freezing drizzle out there. North wind at 13 miles per hour. 27 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. On Wall Street Monday, the three major indices all closed down this morning. Trading has begun, and the Dow is down by 90 points. The S&P, however, is trading up 7 points, and the NASDAQ is up just over 100 points this morning.
And local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Textron Aviation delivering its first Cessna Sky Courier in Canada, not long after receiving key certification from the country on the aircraft. Wichita-based Textron Company announcing yesterday it has handed off the twin-engine large utility turboprop to Air Bravo Corporation. That's a passenger, cargo, and air ambulance flight service business. The Sky Courier freighter variant will be utilized to transport cargo in remote portions of Canada. Air Bravo was founded back in 2001. It operates out of several locations in Ontario, including Thunder Bay and Barrie.
Sarah Lopez has started a new job after finishing her one term on the Sedgwick County Commission last month. Lopez, who had a background in IT in the healthcare field before serving as the District 2 Commissioner for the last 4 years, started Monday as the new Director of Donor Relations at Wichita nonprofit Humankind Ministries. Lopez said it felt like a good fit to help move their initiatives and mission forward. Humankind provides shelter and food services for the homeless and those living in poverty, including the operation of the city's emergency winter shelter in the former Park Elementary School buildings. And that's local business this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. And just a reminder here, just a little over an hour from now, we're going to have a special meet and greet here at the radio station. Spotlight on Tuscany. The folks from Colette will be with us talking about that trip we're going to take next September to Tuscany in Italy. And we're going to have some details and tell you how you could be involved, or just come by and say hi if you want to. We're at 9111 East Douglas, 9111 East Douglas, and it all starts at 10 o'clock this morning right here at KNSS. Ted.
Yep.
Here we are, just a few days away from the excitement of the Super Bowl. Well, I tell you what, it is exciting. It only comes once a year. It's like Christmas, only once a year. And you said, had a statistic. I saw it on the television. You glanced up and saw it. How many millions of people are going to miss Monday because after get some Super Bowl flu or something?
22.5 million people will not be going to work Monday. Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah, we used to have worked with a young lady who, I mean, every year was the same thing. I won't be in Monday.
Yeah,
she knew
Monday
was
off. Yep, she knew.
She was going to be over celebrating a little bit there. All right, it's coming up just a few days, and we'll keep you posted.
There's no such thing as over-celebrating.
I guess not. Today is National Homemade Soup Day. If you want to celebrate, get a bowl of
soup. That's something I can get excited about.
Yeah, my grandmother Smith made an excellent potato soup.
Homemade potato soup.
And Shelley picked up a recipe for the potato soup, and it's basically it tastes just like grandma used to make. Hers is excellent.
Man, that sounds good.
And we got into a little bit of a controversy this morning when we wanted to know if, because she makes chili and Shelley made chili yesterday. And our question is, chili a soup? I don't know what the definition of a soup, but something
like chili's kind of in its own category.
Liquid with beans in it, and that would be soup. So I think it is. But anyway, homemade, this is a good day for it, homemade soup day.
Sure is, yeah. That cold weather.
Darf.
Back.
Failing that, just pop open a can of Campbell's soup. There you go. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS this morning. They're going to be talking about Elon Musk and Doge, the effort to cut and trim money being spent by our federal government. That's on Glenn Beck this morning. 9 o'clock this morning, top of the hour news. Tariffs on Canada and Mexico get a 30-day delay. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. News updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
The following is paid advertising.